भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयत्। नस्तप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भागवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। This morning we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 15, entitled King Prithu's Appearance and Coronation, text number 17 and 18. Dasa Chandram Simrudra Shata Chandram Tathambika Somom Ritamayan Ashvangs Pashta Rupasrayam Ratham. Lord Shiva presented him with a sword within a sheath marked with 10 moons, and his wife, the goddess Durga, presented him with a shield marked with 100 moons. The moon demigod presented him with horses made of nectar, and the demigod Vishwakarma presented him with a very beautiful chariot. Text number 18. Agnir Ajagavam Chapam Suryo Rashminayan Ishun Buhu Paduke Yogamaya Dyao. Pronounce that. Dyao Pushpavalim Anvaham Agnir Ajagavam Chapam Agnir Ajagavam Chapam Suryo Rasmi Mayan Ushun Suryo Rasmi Mayan Ishun Bhupaduke Yoga Bhupaduke Yoga Maya Bhupaduke Yoga Maya Dyao Pushpavalim Anvaham. Agnir Ajagavam Chapam Suryo Rashmi Mayan Ishun Bhupaduke Yoga Maya Dyao Pushpavalim Anvaham. Agnir Ajagavam Chapam Suryo Rasmi Mayan Ishun Bhupaduke Yoga Maya Dyao Pushpavalim Anvaham. Agnihi, the demigod of fire. Ajagavam, made of the horns of goats and cows. Chapam, a bow. Suryaha, the sun god. Rashmi Mayan, brilliant as sunshine. Ishun, arrows. Buhu, Bhumi, the predominating goddess of the earth. Paduke, two slippers. Yoga Mayao, full of mystic power. Dyau, the demigods in outer space. Pushpa, of flowers. Avalim, presentation. Anu aham, day after day. Translation. The demigod of fire, Agni, presented him with a bow made of the horns of goats and cows. The sun god presented him with arrows as brilliant as sunshine. The predominating deity of Bhurloka presented him with slippers full of mystic power. The demigods from outer space brought him presentations of flowers again and again. Responsively, the demigod of fire, Agni, presented him with a bow made of the horns of goats and cows. The sun god presented him with arrows as brilliant as sunshine. The predominating deity of Bhurloka presented him with slippers full of mystic power. The demigods from outer space brought him presentations of flowers again and again. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This verse describes that the king's slippers were invested with mystic powers, paduke yoga mayyao. Thus, as soon as the king placed his feet in the slippers, they would immediately carry him wherever he desired. Mystic yogis can transfer themselves from one place to another whenever they desire. A similar power was invested in the slippers of King Prithu. Now you know where Dorothy got her slippers. Everybody knows about Dorothy, the Wizard of Oz. Anyway. Well, the stories in the Srimad Bhagavatam and throughout the Puranas, throughout various Vedic literatures, really put your faith to the test. Because they describe things which are just not possible for anyone at the present time, except for maybe Walt Disney or Steven Spielberg. But it is a fact that modern science has learned by very gross mechanical means to do things similar to those done by yogis with mystic powers. For example, one mystic power is to become lighter than air. So, modern air flight is the same thing an airplane, which is very heavy. By mystic power of jet fuel, it has become lighter than air. And this is something that prior to the Wright brothers, or perhaps prior to people like Leonardo da Vinci, who even conceived of such things and even painted pictures of some types of airplanes. Before that, people had no idea or hope that man could fly in the sky, what to speak of fly in outer space. But now it's commonplace. The space shuttles take off and land, and hardly there's any notice of it. at least not in world media. Something they mention. So, mystic powers are mystical to those who don't know the science behind it. They don't know how material energy can actually be controlled. Spiritual energy and material energy. Of the two, spiritual energy is far more powerful. And just as we are living in this body, and by our desire, we're doing so many amazing things. The materialistic persons are at least in Disneyland or in medical science. They try to imitate the actions of the body by creating robots, or in medical science they try to create artificial skin or artificial limbs. So they achieve some degree of success, but such an inferior quality. So what we are actually doing as spirit souls, animating the body and moving the body, and of course by the soul's presence the body is created within the womb of a mother, this is very mystical. It's the miracle of birth, the miracle of existence. It's not ordinary, but we take it rather complacently. We take it as ordinary. But if you analyze it, it's very mystical how things are happening. How are you living from moment to moment? Well, I eat food. Okay, that's a very immediate cause. But what is the remote cause? How is that food turned into energy so your body can use it? We don't know these things. Very little do we actually know about the human body and how it is working. So, of course, King Prithu, he's an empowered incarnation. He's a Shakti Avesh avatar. And he appeared at a time, Krishna says, yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata. Whenever there is abhyutanam adharmasya, when there is adharma, when there is a decline in religious principles, Krishna says, at that time, tadatmanam sridjami aham, I manifest myself, I come. Whenever there is a great need, when the principles of religion are being heavily suppressed, Krishna's Bhakta Vatsala, he very much is the friend of his devotees, the well-wisher of his devotees, the protector of his devotees. So when there is a need, when his devotees are being oppressed, Vinashaya cha Dushkritam, at that time he comes and relieves the distress of his devotees. And here, in this case, Dana, who was, by some measure, a king, and for that reason, a blind uncle is better than no uncle. The powerful sages reckoned that better to have some leader than no leader. But unfortunately, in the course of time, Dana defaulted. Dana proved to be an enemy of the Vaishnavas. And that's the risk that you take when you don't train leaders right from the beginning. Just as we say, Komara acharet pragyo dharman bhagavatani ha durlabham manusam janma tadapyadruvamartadam. Prahlad Maharaj says that someone should be trained in Krishna consciousness right from the beginning of life. Komara means 5-6 years old. And that's how old Prahlad Maharaj was when he made that statement. But similarly, one should be trained in his occupation, in his varna, from the beginning. A king should be trained right from the beginning so that he knows there is a lot to know to be an administrator, to be a leader. Someone may have leadership qualities, but if he's not properly trained, then those leadership qualities may not bear fruit. They may not actually manifest in a way which is beneficial. Training is required everywhere. So, King Vena, he was a rebellious person, and therefore he was removed in time. But King Prithu, the result of milking the body of King Vena. Funny how King Prithu appeared. Again, hard for us to understand. But King Prithu was actually a jiva soul, but he was Krishna's incarnation, Shakti Avesh, empowered. Krishna realized the need for a society to have such a powerful leader, and his installation, his coronation as king, was appreciated by everyone after the great drought of leadership created by Vena. People were suffering so much that when they finally got a qualified leader, they were so happy and so satisfied that everyone came forth with profuse gifts. And this is similar to the coronation of Ramachandra. He was another leader. Not that Dasarath wasn't a good leader, but Lord Ramachandra was super excellent. And when he appeared, or when it was time for his coronation, people were so enthusiastic about it. And of course, his ultimate coronation was achieved after his 14 years in the Dandaka forest, after he had been gone from the kingdom. And of course, everything was in the hands of Bharat, his brother. But Bharat didn't accept the role of king. He accepted a very menial, humble role. He carried the shoes of Lord Rama on his head. And he didn't wear the royal robes. He wore cloth of a mendicant, or tree bark or whatever. He lived very, very simply in the palace. He didn't enjoy the opulence. But he waited for his brother to return. And people were so much anxious. They were anticipating, like anything, the return of Lord Ram. And when he finally returned victorious over the great king, demon king Ravana, and he returned triumphantly to Ayodhya with Sita Devi, there was such a coronation ceremony. And people were happy to give gifts and opulence. They were not at all envious. So, it is very, very important that Prabhupada said, the king is good for the people and the people is good for the king. The people are good for the king. Because to be a leader, it's like to create a child. The man must be potent. His semen must be potent. If someone is simply wasting his life, if he's, you know, we see in the modern days people have so much sex that they have no potency. They just waste all their energy in sex like cats and dogs. They're lower than cats and dogs. And there's no potency. There's no strong, virile, potent men being born because there's no strong, virile, potent men creating. So a man must be strong. He must be even as a grihastha, he must be a strong brahmachari, a grihastha brahmachari. He must control his senses, control his genitals, control his mind. Then he'll have some shakti, some potency. When his seed is planted, it will bear fruit. Good fruit. A woman also must be healthy. She must be chaste. Her womb must be pure. Then when such men and women combine, there will be good progeny. So in the same way, the leader, it is necessary that there should be qualified persons trained as leaders. But such leaders also need qualified followers. It is as much the responsibility of the followers to cooperate with the leadership or with the king as it is of the leaders or the king to be qualified and to lead the people. Everybody has to cooperate, each within his own position. Then there can be peace and happiness and satisfaction for everyone concerned. If everybody is trying to bring the leader down, if everybody is trying to, if everyone is envious of the leader and is trying to find fault, that's their only business. Prabhupada said about spiritual life, he said, if you want to find Krishna, then you can find Krishna. And if you want to find fault, then you will find fault. What is your intention? Is your intention to be a professional fault finder? Or is your intention to actually somehow or other, through all the mess in Kali Yuga, it's not a good age, it's not a good time, we're doing the best we can under the able leadership of Srila Prabhupada. There's bound to be faults, problems. But what are you looking for? If you really want to find Krishna, then you can find Krishna. Krishna is more anxious than you to reveal himself to you. The Dami Buddhi Yogam Tam Yena Mam Upayanti Te. He takes great trouble to enlighten sincere seekers. He arranges so many situations for them. He arranges good association. He arranges a spiritual guide. He personally comes in their life and manifests himself in so many different ways. If the person is looking, he can see. Dadami divyam te chakshu. He gives divine eyes. So if one is sincerely looking, he can find Krishna. So if we sincerely want Ram Raja, if we sincerely want an organization, a society, a family, any unit, in any unit, large or small, there always has to be a leader and followers. Ahastani sahastanam apadani chatushpadam falguni tatra mahatam jivo jivasya jivanam. That's the law of nature. There are stronger persons and there are weaker persons. And the weak are led, or in this verse, the weak are food for the strong, but leaders don't eat their followers, but certainly there's a need for cooperation. And it's just as much the responsibility of the followers to acknowledge. And if there is no such person who is obviously ahead of everybody else, then somehow or other from amongst ourselves we have to find someone and place him as leader and then respect him as a leader. Because it's important. The people are good for the king and the king is good for the people. Both benefit each other. But of the two, the king is more important. It is important to have a leader. So, these are some of the gifts that are being offered to King Prithu out of appreciation by all, not only the people of the earth planet, but all the celestials, the demigods. They're coming forth with so many gifts because they know this is auspicious. Now we have a good ruler of the earth, and the earth is an important planet even for the celestials. It is a very special planet. It is a place where you can get free from the cycle of birth and death. In the heavenly planets it's more difficult, and in the lower planets it's more difficult. But on the earth planet, it is quite possible. If you want to find Krishna, you can find Krishna. So, I'll finish up here. Short verse, short purport. Are there any comments, any discussion? Yes?
Is there any relation between demigods from outer space and your folks?
Demigods from?
Outer space.
I don't know whether, you know, the demigods from inner space and the demigods from outer space. I know, it says in the verse, and I thought about it also when I saw it. Can't say. The demigods from outer space bought him presentations of... These are the same guys that keep showering flowers all the time, so I think they're just kind of like... There are 33 million demigods, 33 crore. Crore is 10 million, so 330 million different demigods. So, you know, what do we know? Indra, Chandra, Ganesh, Durga, you know, and you count them on your hands, the ones we know. Huh? Huh? 330. Races of demigods? I don't know. I suppose there must be different categories, hierarchy, but there are many, many demigods, so these are the guys from outer space. The men in black, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah.
If the grihastha becomes brahmachari, then it becomes grihastha brahmachari and there is good food to get. But I don't see any reason, Anga was a first class devotee.
Who?
Anga. And then, so why, Bhema becomes such a fruit? I don't know.
Andal?
Anga.
Anga.